Go ahead and open your Bibles tonight and go ahead and put up on the screen, get the screen ready for us. You got it on? And put up, I want to look at the book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 12 is where we'll begin. And tonight, let me see if my thing working. Let me get in the other one, see if it's working. All right. Oh, yeah, it's working. Let's see. Okay, go ahead and open your Bibles tonight to the book of Colossians chapter 1. And the book of Colossians chapter 1, and what we're going to talk about tonight, we're going to talk about light. We are the children of light. Light. We are, say that with me, we are the children of light. What do light do? It shines, doesn't it? It shows up what is visible to be seen, right? You know, if we turn all the lights out in this place, and they go out, even though all these chairs in here and these walls and all this stuff, we couldn't see them. But when we turn the lights on, we see it's visible. We can see it. You know how to go to the seat you want to sit in. You know how to get in the aisle and walk to the door. Light. It causes you to be able to operate in this life. Amen. Go in and come out. Listen what it said. I really need to read the whole chapter, but I think I can get by. Matter of fact, I tell you what we're going to do. Let's back up to the ninth verse because it's so good. And I'll get as far as I can. There's some things that the Spirit of God, as I was studying and reading, there was some thing the Spirit of God pointed out to me. This particular letter, if you look at the, and Paul wrote it, it said, Paul, the apostle of Jesus Christ, and he wrote this letter to the Colossian Christian believers. And Epaphras, if I'm saying his name right, let me see, can I find his name somewhere? And his name is somewhere in this particular, there he is. Epaphras was the one translation says he was an apostle sent to help Paul from that church. And what one translation says. But Epaphras had taught these believers at Colossians. He had taught them. And Paul was writing and praying for them, admonishing them and encouraging them. So what I want to do, as the Spirit of God prompted me and instructed me, is to show you how free you are. That's what's going to come out of this. That you get the revelation of how free you really are. And there's things in your life you've been associated with, affiliated with, in contact with, and you've been involved with, has spoke condemnation, guilt, and all this stuff in your life, and it's not even true. And you carry that, you've dealt with it, you operate under that influence, and you rob of your liberty. But tonight, we're going to shine some light. That's okay? Through this series. And the reason why we shine light so you can get to revelation of it. We shine divine light, revelation light, the light of God, so you can get revelation knowledge. Get to revelation. You can get God's light revealed in your heart. It ain't something you heard about, something somebody told you, it's something you know beyond a shadow of a doubt. Amen. So let's read this letter. Reading from the King James. We're at verse 9. He said, verse 8 said, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. Verse 9. For this call, listen to what Paul is saying now. For this call, we also, since the day we heard it, have not ceased to pray for you. When he heard of their faith, I may have to just back up to the first verse. We got time, because we're going to take time and go through this, because I'm telling you, I know I'm not going to get it all tonight, but I want to introduce this to you. All right, let's just back up. Verse 2. It says, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ, which are at Colossae. Now notice what it said. Grace be unto you. What be unto you? Grace. What the Ephesians says, for by grace are you saved through faith. What is grace? Well, a simple way of just to make a profound statement of a definition so you can get it. It's much deeper, but you can get this. Grace is God's ability has come on you to help you do and cause you to do what you couldn't do without it. That's what grace is. Grace, God's ability has come on you where you said, I can't, you can't, you don't need to say that anymore, because grace has been given to you. Now he's saying, be multiplied, be increased. That means grace are increased to help you do and cause you to do anything in life you need to do. Think about that for a minute.